Captain Tyler Parr, you were an alternate last year, captain this year. No big surprise, even though you were trying very hard to dissuade me a couple of weeks ago that I wasn't going to be it, but you are, and not surprising.
Not totally surprising. I think my role has grown over the years, but I was just trying to just focus on being a good teammate to these new guys, right? Like training camp, a lot of new faces, trying to get everyone together and just trying to focus on being, you know, that leader for the guys.
What does it mean to you to be captain of the Saskatoon Blades?
I can't even put it into words, honestly. The captains I've been with in the past, you know, Aiden Delgrandier, Trevor Wong, Sondi, just some of my closest friends, guys that have, you know, taught me a lot over the years, and to try to be one of those guys to, you know, some of the younger guys on this team is a huge honor.
Do you even remember your first training camp when it was Chase Waters?
I don't, because actually there was no camp.
That's
so
right.
Yeah, but
that's why you're old enough that it was the bubble.
Yeah.
What do you see as your role as captain?
Just focus on being a good friend and a good teammate. You know, obviously on the ice, you know, leading these guys into war. You know, bringing the heart every day, working my hardest, setting a good example. But at the end of the day, just being a good friend to these guys. Like, I think it's massive as a team to be able to gel like that. Everyone's good friends. You know, no one's turning against each other. You know, if they need something, they can come to me. Just trying to be one of those guys for them.
How about your relationship with officials in the league? How important is that?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, you know, like, no one likes getting yelled at. Like, why would you yell at an official? He should be on your side, right? So, you know, over the years, gotten to know a lot of these officials. Know them by name, you know, so just a good relationship with them is huge.
Season starts tomorrow in Prince Albert. You've got, obviously, a lot of ideas that you want to do better than what you did last year. Is that possible? Is that something that this team has in them to be a team that makes the next step?
100%, and I think there's a ton of belief in that. There's a ton of excitement for tomorrow. PA is a really good team. They're going to be a huge test for us, but I think with the guys in the room, we're pretty confident that we can take a step up from last year.
You know, Tyler, how do you look at the last several seasons of you being a part of this team? The highs, the playoff runs, the lows of battling injury, and then last year seeing the lineup change in a matter of weeks. How has that prepared you for taking on this role as captain?
I think it's been huge for me. I know I've been in here for 5 years now. I think I've seen a lot in this league. There's nothing, you know, crazy that's going to get thrown at me that I don't really know how to handle, which I think is huge, right? Like, you know, a lot of the stuff that some of these new guys or younger guys are going to be going through, I've gone through, and I can kind of relate to them, right? So, you know, if they need someone to talk to and kind of be like, hey, like, this is what I went through, and, you know, it gets better, stuff like that. So I think that's, you know, preparation in that way is huge.
What's the kind of tone you want to set as a captain, and kind of where the direction you want to see for this team? Pretty much everybody we've spoken to say they have high expectations for challenging this season. So how do you as a leader like to set the tone?
Yeah, just for my game personally, like, I think of myself as a good 200-foot player, like, work really hard, like, I try not to take a shift off, right? So if I can set an example that way, I think it'll be huge for, you know, some of the guys coming in, right? Like, this is how we play Blades hockey. I think I show Blades hockey, you know, most of the time. I try to, at least. So just being that kind of role model for them on the ice, I think can be huge.
What type of things do you take away from the previous captains? Have you had any sort of conversations with them about what it's like stepping into that role?
No, for sure. I've talked to a lot of them. I think I remember my first day, one of my first days in Saskatoon, we were just kind of at camp, and Aiden Delgrandier came up to me and introduced himself. Like, something he didn't have to do. He didn't know me. I obviously knew who he was, you know, a returning guy, but that's something that stuck with me. So just those relationships with anyone, no matter, you know, first line, fourth line, 15 years old, 20 years old, right? Like, we're all friends here. So just that type of stuff is stuff I picked up on throughout the years. Wanger was awesome, you know, led by example, just a great friend. Sondi, same thing, like, you can go to him for anything. So just kind of learning those things from those guys, I think, is something that I'll try to bring into this year.
When you look inside that locker room, what kind of expectations do you guys have before game one?
I don't know, like, we think we got a great team here. Like, we're super deep. We think we can roll lines. You know, PA is really good. It's going to be a really hard test. It's never an easy game in the Arthauser. But no, we're definitely confident. Like, we think we got guys that, you know, you look up and down the lineup, like, all these guys can play, right? So just, I think there's a lot of trust in all of our teammates, and I think it's going to be a great test this weekend.
Is there anything from the previous three captains that you noticed as their leadership style that maybe complements your leadership style?
Yeah, for sure. I think Della was a very vocal leader. but also picked his spots, right? Like, you know, you can kind of sound like a broken record if you're going in every intermission and just yelling at guys, right? Like, just kind of, you know, praising good stuff, but also holding guys accountable is something that's huge. Like, all three of our my past captains have just really held guys accountable, but also held themselves accountable. So it's a huge thing if you're going to be able to, you know, pick guys up when they're down, or, you know, maybe they're not doing something right, but, you know, let them know, but also doing it yourself, right, is a massive thing as a leader.
And are you a vocal leader, are you a lead by example, or a little bit of both?
I think I got a mix of both. Like, I like to be vocal when it's needed. I definitely don't talk when, you know, there's nothing to be said, right? Like, it's kind of, some things kind of go without saying. If stuff needs to be said, I'm not afraid to pipe up at all. But I also try to lead by example on the ice. Like, you know, I think my game is a game that, you know, can lead the guys in terms of work and 200-foot style. So that's going to be something I'll try to do all year.
Have you spoken with Ben or Trevor Eden at all since this?
I've spoken to Ben. I haven't talked to Wong or Eden yet, but definitely going to get in touch with them and just kind of pick their brains. And yeah.
Especially when it comes to a guy like Braden Klimke, a guy wearing the letter for the first time. What's that like to see? And, you know, you're in that position a year or two ago, and what he's going to be able to evolve in as a leader.
No, it's awesome to see. I mean, I've been with Klim since he was a 15-year-old, and he was 5'4", 110 pounds at his first camp. So I've seen him grow up. He's a great leader. He's an awesome guy. He's a great friend. He's vocal. He holds guys accountable, but he also plays a great style himself. So I'm super excited to see him part of leadership group this year.
When you reflect on the series against Calgary last year, what's the thing this group's taking away from that, and then being able to take that next step and then try and, you know, reflect a couple of years ago when this team was going on defense?
I think it's just how hard playoff hockey is. Calgary was built up and down their lineup. They had a lot of physicality, but they also worked super hard. And I think that's a thing we can do this year. Like, looking at our roster, we got some physicality, we got some skill, we got kind of a mix of everything. And I think that's what Calgary had. They brought it to us. So I think we can kind of take that into ourselves and play that way this year.
The junior hockey career goes by way too fast. Just as you're getting ready for another home opener and you're thinking about some young guys that'll be, you know, deer in headlights feeling and look, is there anything that brings back memories of your first time? Or, like, what was the big aha moment for you, like, I'm in the dub now?
No, for sure. I mean, my first career game was our home opener, so it was kind of just jumping right into it. I mean, there's going to be nerves for sure, there's no doubt, but it goes away pretty fast. Like, you know, there's guys that haven't played in front of the crowd this size, obviously. And it gets easier, like, it just kind of becomes natural to go out there and play in front of the big crowds. But yeah, just jumping in right away, getting your feet wet. And I think that's a big thing for me, is kind of setting the example, you know, like, this is how we're going to play tonight, and then hopefully guys can follow suit.
What do you tell guys about playing in front of 10,000 plus that have never experienced it before?
Honestly, it's just the game of hockey. Like, there's nothing really, there's no rocket science to it. It's just kind of playing your game, getting right in there, you know. You know, the crowd can be an advantage for sure, throwing a big hit. You know, it's that adrenaline gets going, but it's really no different. It's the same game.
But how cool is it to play in front of that type of a crowd? You experienced it a couple of years ago with the playoffs.
It's super cool. Like, not a lot of people get the chance to play in front of, you know, 10,000 fans. So, you know, taking it all in, taking some deep breaths and being like, okay, this is where we are. Let's get going.